Good morning, 7:39 with Tom and Laura, and joined in the studio by Robin Hawkins, Director of Health and Awareness. Now, what do they call this?
Health and Wellness.
Health and Wellness. Did I say wealth and?
Awareness or something. I don't know.
Introduce yourself, would you please? See what I've...
See, it's like a Monday for us. We're
right.
So mixed up.
Just, okay.
But thank God it's Friday, right?
Yes, definitely.
Please identify yourself.
Well, I'm Robin Hawkins. I am the Director of Health and Wellness, but I'm also just a dietitian.
Okay, Health and Wellness at?
For United Supermarkets.
Okay, good.
The corporation, so for all of our brands, Amigos, Market Street, and United.
Okay.
That keeps you busy.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you guys have the health fair coming up in Amigos. You have several different things to offer, but right now let's focus on the thing on Saturday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a health fair at all of our Amigos from 11 to 3, and we invite the public to come out. We will be doing free health screens, so our pharmacists will be on there to do glucose check if you want to come and get your blood sugar checked and see how you're doing. We're also going to be doing cholesterol screens, doing blood pressure. We'll also be offering flu shots, so it's not too late to get your flu shot. We'll also have a dietitian in all of our stores. We'll be doing BMIs, you know, checking to see where you're at for your height and weight, see what's going on and see if you need to make any changes. And we'll also be showing people our NuVal system, our scoring system we have in our stores, and just invite everybody out.
Now, this NuVal system is really cool because it gives people an opportunity, especially kids, to kind of start, you know, get them on the right track early, but it teaches them how to make decisions. And how does that work exactly?
Well, it's a system from 1 to 100, and the higher the score, the better the nutrition. So when you're comparing two options, let's say we're looking at cereal, and one cereal's a 10, and you look around, you're like, is this a good score for cereal? And you look at one, and you say, oh, there's a 40. Well, you would probably want to choose the one that's a 40 or anything above the 10. You know, if you start looking around, you're like, oh, everything's higher than this, then you'd want to choose that. And that's how you can get your kids involved, because you could say, okay, we get to pick out a bread, and it needs to be above 20. And so it gets them looking at the price tags, looking at the items, and helps them get involved.
That's wonderful. What criteria do you use to rate those? I mean, do you look at fat content, carbs? What do you look at?
It's actually a third-party system. NuVal is their own company, and it's developed by a team of scientists, physicians. Dr. Katz is the very well-known physician across the U.S. He's the main developer of NuVal. So it's pretty much the bad ingredients divided by the good ingredients.
Oh, okay.
So they look at things that have, like, fat content, sodium.
Sugar content.
Sugar, trans fat. So it's pretty much when you start looking at items, you're like, I can't figure out why one's higher or lower than the other. A lot of times it has to do with, like, the sodium. And so it kind of also, I love it because it cuts through the marketing that's on packaging. Because, you know, so many times on packaging, like, for instance, yogurt. Everyone thinks yogurt is so healthy because you watch the commercials and you say, oh, if I eat yogurt, it's going to be wonderful. And you start looking at some of the NuVal scores and you start realizing some of the yogurt it's pretty much yogurt and jam. You know
really?
What I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the
well,
food on the
true.
Bottom.
Yes.
Well, the yogurt of today isn't like the yogurt of yesteryear. The yogurt of yesteryear was actually really, really healthy for you, but it didn't taste like,
it
like
plain,
yogurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's kind of like eating a salad and putting so much crap on it, it's no longer healthy for you.
Well, that is good because it also saves, I would think that the NuVal system would save you time at the grocery store because instead of having to read every label and take the time to read all of that information about all the contents of that product, it's kind of already done for you.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
makes it a lot easier.
Hey, we're talking with Robin Hawkins. She is the Director of
Health and Wellness.
Health and Wellness for United Supermarkets, I guess Market Street and Amigos. We'll be back. We've got a couple of more events coming up that you should be aware of. Right now, it's 7:42. 7:47, KFYO, Tom and Laura in the house. We've got Robin Hawkins, Director of
Health and Wellness.
United Supermarket, Amigos, and Market Street. The United Family of Stores. We were talking about the health fair at Amigos. It's tomorrow at
11 to 3.
11 to 3 o'clock, and that's going to be
a lot of different health screenings
available. That's Lubbock, Leveland, and
with Lubbock, Plainview, and Amarillo.
Lubbock, Plainview, and Amarillo.
All
sorry.
The Amigos.
Yes.
Anyway, by the way, just
how much does it cost? Did we talk about cost?
It's free.
Absolutely free.
Yes.
All right. So you want to know where you stand with your health and stuff like that. One thing I do want to say about Amigos, because, you know, I'm always thinking about food. They have the most excellent guacamole salad there. And I'm telling you, you can buy that guacamole salad at Amigos because they crank so much of it out. You can buy that cheaper than you can make it.
Yeah.
I mean, and what a hassle. You know, skinning avocados and, you know, finding none to stomp on them in the bathtub.
The chicken salad's a favorite of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Love the chicken salad.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anyway, don't forget the health fair tomorrow. But, Robin, you were telling us you have a couple of other things that are going on. Now, one is the...
Build a Better Basket?
Build a Better Basket coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes. The weekend after next, the 11th and 12th, at all of our Market Street locations, we'll be doing a Build a Better Basket Expo, where you can come out and taste some new items or different items and just learn how to build a better basket just by, you know, making a few substitutions and changing a few things and improving your basket. Hopefully that will improve your family meals and give you a better outlook for the year.
Now, I understand how this works, Laura, because if you make the decision when you're in the grocery store, you know, first of all, if you go shopping, if you eat before you go shopping, number one.
Right. Don't go hungry.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Now, these aren't their tips. These are what I know to be right and good. I mean, as far as good strategy. Mm-hmm. So if you go and you're hungry, then, you know, it's kind of like you're making these impulse decisions.
Right.
You know, the you know, whatever it appeals to you. But second of all, you know, if you want to solve the problem of falling off the wagon, you know, the food group wagon, then you can win that in the aisle as opposed to at the pantry door.
Right.
If the crap isn't in the pantry,
don't bring it home.
Don't bring it home.
You don't have an issue. You won't be tempted to eat it. That's right.
Now, for me, I mean, you know, sometimes, I mean, my thing is I'm diabetic, so it's hard for me sometimes to get satisfied. You know, so I eat a lot of, you know, I eat a lot of pepper and a lot of peppers and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you open that up there and you're just like going.
You know what a big problem is a lot of us were raised to clean our plates,
right?
Eat everything on your plate because they're starving children in Africa, you know, that story.
The Ethiopia thing.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's really hard to throw food away because you feel like you're being wasteful. Mm-hmm. You know, and somehow disrespectful of those who are going hungry, which, you know, you shouldn't throw food away. But unhealthy foods need to go bye-bye in your house because it's just not a healthy
right, or just
family.
Eat them, you know, on occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
Not every day. Like at our Build a Better Basket Expo, we'll be featuring a lot of different kind of snack foods. We'll be doing some bonito chips, some chips made out of beans, and you might see that in the aisle and be like, oh, I would never do that. But if you try them, they're really excellent. We'll be doing some different snack bars, like our Kind bars, which are a great alternative to like a candy bar. You get the sweetness. You get protein in it to fill you up. So just come out, and the great thing about the event at Market Street is you can just walk around and just taste different things.
Well, and if you train your children up to eat this way, then they don't have the problems that many of us face on having to give up some foods that we've grown up loving that aren't so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Just raise your children that way and they know to look for healthy things to start.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, now another thing that you guys have that you feature in the stores is the diabetic tours. And we've talked about this before, but tell us how that kind of stuff works. Do you schedule these tours? Are they scheduled regularly? How does this work?
Yes. In all of our Market Street locations, our dietitians, we have four dietitians. We lead store tours. We have Easy Diabetes for diabetes. We have Heart Healthy Cart for anyone with heart disease. We also do just Healthy Shopping 101. We also do gluten-free, dairy-free. And you just go online to our website and sign up. So in this area, it's United, Market Street United, .com/dietitian tours. And you just sign up and then you come. We have them scheduled every month. Also in our stores, there are big posters with our schedule. You can pick up flyers in our stores to find out the different times, but we do that every month. And they're free. And it's a great opportunity to come in, shop with your personal dietitian. We go up and down every aisle. You get to taste different things and just learn how to shop.
This is free?
Yes.
Okay.
And how helpful. There's so many millions of people who are suffering from diabetes.
Yeah.
And when you're first diagnosed with that, that can be very devastating. You're like, well, how do I learn to eat again? I mean, it's a whole lifestyle change.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's very helpful.
Normally people are paying, like, trying to file insurance claims to pay for a dietitian. You know what I'm saying?
And United,
because I know when you're diabetic, when you're diagnosed as a diabetic, mm-hmm. what they do is they hook you up and you go to an endocrinologist, and then you have to meet with a nephrologist, and you have to meet with a dietitian, and you know your insurance is billing all this stuff, and you're making a copay. This is free. Kidding me?
And you have someone that teaches you how to shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the hard part. Is so many people go to education and then they get to the store and they're like, I don't know what to do.
So do they wear white jackets with their name sewn on them or no?
No.
Good deal. I'm in.
So you don't feel like you're in a health care facility.
It's not a clinical experience.
And they're a lot of fun. I really encourage people to come out and take advantage of this.
Good information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Robin Hawkins, Director of
Health and Wellness.
Health and Wellness, United Family of Stores. Appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Right now, 752.